Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
This is M7IBV. We got a net control operator tonight. Murmur, murmur, murmur. QST, QST, QST. This is N7IVV calling the Park Your Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net meets every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. on this repeater. 8 p.m. local time. Stand by. I got to pull out my script and my paperwork here. This repeater is owned and operated by the Park Your Amateur Radio Association. And is located in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anybody would like more information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussions and Q&A regarding relatively easy, but whatever technical topic people might like to discuss, related to amateur radio, computer software, radio hardware, antennas, propagation, electronics, you name it, basically. Any other information related to amateur radio. I obviously do not have a topic because somebody else was supposed to be running the net tonight, so I'm jumping in to do it. Therefore, let's see if we can find some announcements. I noticed there is a Ham Fest coming up in August, the Virginia Beach Ham Fest. If anybody wants information on that, I can forward an email out to you. Let's see. Got a new ham workshop coming up this Saturday at 9:30 a.m. in the Porter Library. Nobody corrected me last week, so I'm assuming Porter Library, forgive me, but I believe it's out of Stafford. It's the Central Rappahannock Regional Library Porter Branch at 2001 Parkway Boulevard in Stafford. This is an activity obviously sponsored by the Stafford Radio Club, but one of those things that anybody in the area would be interested in. It's mainly focusing on new hams, and they'll be discussing various topics to include, but not limited to, antennas, get on the air, a.k.a. GOTA, parks on the air, a.k.a. POTA, Elmers, what are they? Fox Hunts, Field Day, NETS, equipment, mobile installation, special events, and emergency communications. If you have any questions, you can contact Katie, who is K4TER at AWRL.org. Katie is one of our club members as well. Let's see. We have a test session coming up at Field Day on Saturday, if anybody is either ready or preparing to take an exam. Plan to attend Field Day, or be there early, actually. It will be at noon on Saturday. Actually, right in the middle of our setting up to get going with Field Day, but that's all right. We'll take a few minutes with some people to administer that. Let's see. Field Day, of course, is Saturday and Sunday, the 25th and 26th. And that's all the... one other thing to note that I forgot to bring up at the club meeting last Thursday, and that is that the date for our July club meeting is changed. For July, our club meeting will be held on the 21st of July. That's the third Thursday rather than the second Thursday, so that's only for July. Anyone have any other announcements or comments they'd like to make before we start roll call? This is N7IVV.
N7IVV, this is KO4VNZ. You might mention that our breakfast it's the same morning as the Field Day, and so we're not going to have breakfast. We're just going to all meet at Field Day. Over.
Okay, thanks for reminding me of that, Chuck. Since the 25th is the last Saturday of the month, and our local hams like to get together for breakfast on that day up in Wegmans, up in Gainesville, rather than trying to do both, those who are kind of in charge of that have decided to forego the Gainesville breakfast and just meet down there at Field Day in the morning. So I plan on doing that. Let's see. I'm trying to... Oh, can't do that. Beep. WZ, right? No. Okay, Chuck, give me your call again.
And so then, IVV, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu, in and out. Over.
Okay, Chuck, thank you. Sorry about that. I just was spacing the second letter of your suffix there. All right, well, thanks for the announcement. I'll put you down for in and out. And go ahead and open it now for general this check-ins. This is N7IVV. Please call me now.
K3FR. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-ray.
KO4ZKY, in and out.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo. No comment.
KN4SPL.
In November.
KQ4AUA, in and out.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel. Still Roverin.
K4BOX, in and out.
Okay, let's hold it there. Oh, okay. Let's see who that is now. KQ4AUA, Rachel, you threw me there. All right, let's see what I've got here. I've got K3FR, Don, KO4WYX, Matt, KO4ZKY, Oscar, thanks for stopping by, in and out. Good hearing from you. KO4QVB, Lewis, got you in and out. KN4SPL, hi, Bob. And KQ4AUA, it's Rachel, is that what you go by? Go ahead.
My name is Rachel.
Very good, Rachel, thank you. KM4ZH Gil, you're still mobile, so I guess you've been working the VHF contest today. K4BOX got you in and out. Any other check-ins tonight, please call me now.
AK4GG, in and out.
K1HTV in the contest, in and out.
Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November.
K2PI, in and out.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel, again. I should have said in and out, because I'm still contesting. Thanks, Brad.
Okay, roger that, Gil, got you in and out. Let's see, where did we leave off? AK4GG, in and out, K1HTV, in and out, WD8QCN, Steve, and K2PI, in and out. One last call for check-ins, then we'll go through a short roll, a round table. Go ahead. Okay. K3FR, Ron, welcome again to the club officially. You're up first. Go ahead, Ed, 7IVB.
Brad, thank you. 7IVV, this is K3FR. Well, I could have gotten away with an in and out, but I'll give my contest report. Propagation for the weekend has been quite good, quite good. We had Europe into Europe this morning, fairly strong, and then Japan last night, yesterday afternoon rather. As well as right around now. About the only place it wasn't open to, I've seen, was the South America and Africa. But otherwise, we've had fairly good conditions. It's a good, strong opening to the Midwest right now, but I'm working that. I've met one of my goals, total grids. And I'm about ready. I'm one contact shy of meeting my second goal, which is total number of QSOs. So, standing right now, I've got 199 QSOs, 112 grids, and my score is 22,400. My best one so far. And 7IVV, K3FR.
Okay, Ron, well, thanks for that report. Good luck for the rest of the day. KO4WX, Matt, what you up to tonight? Go ahead.
KO4WX, I am not contesting. While the rest of the club is out working VHF and rocking it over there, I have been struggling with some HF. That's kind of one of the reasons why I got into this radio game, was to play the HF world, and I've been struggling with Winlink over HF. I have not been able to successfully get it to work. I've gotten close so many times, it's just... Either the bands aren't happy with me, or I'm doing something wrong. But I enjoy the struggle because I like to learn. So I'm hopefully I will conquer this challenge so I can move on to the next one and go from there. But that's really what I've been doing with the little bit of free time I've had this weekend. This is KO4WYX. Back to net.
Okay, well, very good. I hope you get that straightened out. I have not played with Winlink. That's one of the things I've not picked up to mess with yet. One of these days I will. Probably not too soon, though. All right, KN4SPL. Bob, go ahead.
Good evening, Brad, and all on the net. This is Can4SPL. Let's see. Right now, I'm on the Farah page with the field day planning, trying to figure out what I can bring. And I'm going to bring my generator, and I'm trying to bring a rig and some sort of antenna. But yeah, I'm just seeing what we need, and it looks like there's a lot of things still needed for field day. So I definitely recommend people volunteering and also getting in on the action. I do have one quick plead to the group. I'm planning to bring my FT450 for the digital station, and I have a SignalLink USB sound card dude, and I have never really been able to make it work right. So maybe possibly next weekend, if anyone knows anything about SignalLink and the FT450 to get my rig to work. I've been having trouble trying to do FT8 on the 450. I will bring my FT-DX3000 if all else fails, but I'm not trying to take apart my station at home. So I'm just throwing it out there. That's where I'm at. So N7IVV, KN4SPL, back to net.
Okay, Bob, thank you for that. I would recommend that you not take your station apart. Don't ever disassemble your working station unless you're really gung-ho for field day. Somebody has always got a spare rig of some sort around. So I plan on your 450, and lots of people use that SignalLink. I do not. My connections have been direct between the radio and the sound card, but I'm sure that somebody can help us out with that. So let's plan on looking into that. KQ4AUA, Rachel, I'm assuming you wanted to say hello tonight. Again, congratulations on your ticket. I see that's one of the first calls that they issued there. Go ahead. Or maybe she meant to say in and out. KQ4AUA, you're around, and 7IVV. Okay, we'll mark her in and out. But I appreciate you checking in tonight. That takes us down to WDAQCN. Steve, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
7IVV in the net, WDAQCN. Evening, Brad, and thanks for picking up the net there on no notice. You beat me to the mic by about a minute. But glad you're there. And so you heard the question about the Yaesu rig and the SignalLink, wondering how he's keying, how he's doing his keying, if it's by box or if he's got a PTT line run. My bet is that's where the trouble is. When I was first setting up my station here for FT8, using the little rig, not the navigator, but using the little sound card. What the heck was it anyway? It was a rig blaster, one of the little rig blasters. Had some difficulty with that. Had some goofy audio coupling and all sorts of weird things for a while until I managed to get the right cables built. So 9 out of 10, it's something along those lines. But wait for more info. Other than that, not too much going on here this week. Just trying to chase DX. The bands have not been super hot, but the sunspots are coming back up here. The solar flux is back up to almost 120 here at the moment. And I just worked 4U1UN, if anybody needs him, on 24915 on FT8, and Australia is in there as well, so... there's a mix of things going on the upper bands at the moment. That's about it. Back to you, Brad. And 7IVV in the net, WDHQCN.
Okay, Steve, very good. Thank you for that. Good luck with the rest of your activities tonight. Kevin, I see you've logged in clandestinely. Good to have you tonight. W4RKU, go ahead.
And 7IVV, W4RKU. I thought I made it in, and I was looking at something else when you were going through the list. Then I realized, looking at that logger, that I hadn't gotten through. couple of things. I've pretty much played around remotely with the DHF contest, but when I'm remote, I can't do anything with the rotor, and I'm stuck on one 6 meters, which actually seems to be hot. I mean, not hot, but it's really going right now. To cans or STL, Bob, let me work with you, or we'll set up a time, because I have a lot of experience with the Yaesu radios and the signaling, so I bet you I can figure out how to get it to work for you. And let me see, what else? I guess that's about it. So I'll turn back over to you, Brad. N7IVV, W4RKU, back to that.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, it's interesting trying to do some things remotely. But you get a pretty good setup there. You can do a whole lot of stuff remotely, so that's great. Well, all right, one last call for any check-ins tonight. This is N7IVV. Call now, please.
KM4SPL, recheck.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. This is for Kevin, W4RKU. Yeah, I will definitely either text you or shoot you an email tomorrow, and we will get together. The ST450 I have in a traveling box. It's a portable operation, so I can definitely bring my parts, or you can come to my house. Anyway, just throwing it out there. KM4SPL, back to net.
All right, very good. I'll let you two work that out and get you up and running. Okay, well, I think I'm going to go out and throw some more paint on the mobile comm shelter here. I've been working on that this weekend. And I just got looking at it. I'm thinking, man, this thing is just horrible. So get it painted up and you won't be able to see it here pretty soon. Hi. That and start moving equipment out there and getting it ready for field day. We've only got, 2 weeks? Yep, barely. 1, 2, I can count. All right, anyway, this. Thanks for checking in, everybody. Most people I see are still working the contest, so good luck to you all on finishing that out. This is N7IVV. This has been the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association's weekly technical service net, although we didn't talk about anything tonight, so that's okay. Checking in and just saying hi is important as well. We do this net every Sunday night at 8 p.m. and local time, and we'll do it again next week, as well as our normal Wednesday night general service net, which is just kind of general conversations. Let's see. So anyway, this is N7IVV closing the Farinet and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you all for checking in. Have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow.
Kilo 8 Juliet Lima Echo connected to W4VA. Kilo 8 Juliet Lima Echo disconnected.